Yerushalmi Shviyas, corresponding to Chulin, Bavli, Daf Lamed Gimel. We start in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Gimel on the base at the Mishnah at the foot of the page, Eim Vashlin. Eim Vashlin, Yerek Shal Shviyas, B'Shemen Shal Truma, Shal Yevienu L'Dei Psul, B'Shimon Matir. The Mishnah says one may not cook Shviyas vegetables in Truma oil, lest they become unfit if the oil becomes tummy. The B'Shimon permits it. V'Achon Achon Nitvas, B'Shviyas, V'Apiri L'Azmei Osir. The last item is exchanged, receives the sanctity of Shviyas, but the fruit always remains with its sanctity. And the Gemara says now, Taman Taninan, we learnt in a Mishnah in Masechet Zevachim, Uvechulan, Hakoyan, Vesham, Leshanois, Bachilosam, Uloichlam, Sluyin, Shulukin, and Uvesholin, Uletenaseichan, Tavli Chulin, Vetavli Tuma, Divrei, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that in all sacrifices that are eaten, the Kana may eat them roasted, heavily boiled or boiled, and add any spices, whether Chulin or Tuma. Rav Meir says he shouldn't add truma spices, so the truma shouldn't become disqualified when the time limit of the sacrifice ends. After the yichidoi, da'acha gestama de tamon, or yichidoi, da'acha gestama de tamon. Our Mishnah brings the individual view of Rabbi Shimon against the stam, meaning the unnamed first opinion that's the view of the Chachamim, and the halacha always follows the stam. But in contrast, the Mishnah in Zevachim brings a similar case with the view of Reb Shimon against Reb Meir, and when Reb Meir and Reb Shimon disagree, the halacha follows Reb Shimon. The stam of the halacha of Meir, the Taman, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, halacha Reb Shimon. Rather, the stam opinion here is not the Chachamim, but rather that of Reb Meir of that Mishnah, and the halacha follows Reb Shimon, so there's no contradiction. I'm Reb Yossi. Ishta Iles Leilain de Beis Reb Yanai Ami Nehigi Havyan Mevashlin Aliad Ba'ichlin. Rabbi Yossi disagreed. He said, I asked those people of the house of Reb Yanai if one must be concerned for bringing kodshim to disqualification, and they said, to avoid this, we would cook a shviyas vegetable in small quantities in truma oil, and we would eat them so that none should remain. Meikadoin Halacha Reb Meir de Tamon Hi Rabbanon de Hacha. What does this show? In fact, the halacha follows Reb Meir of that Mishnah, which is the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, despite the rule that we usually follow Reb Shimon rather than Reb Meir when they disagree. Ha'achoin achoin nitvas b'shviyas, v'apiri adzmai osa, ha'ketzad, lokach b'peir shviyas, bosa, elu ve'elu, mezbarin b'shviyas, lokach b'bosa dogim, yotza bosa, nitpasu dogim, lokach b'dogim shemen, yotza dogim nechnas shemen, ha'achoin achoin nitvas b'shviyas, v'apiri adzmai osa. The Mishnah taught that the last item that's exchanged receives the sanctity of Shviyas, but the fruit always remains with its sanctity. How is this? If he bought meat with Shviyas fruit, both must have bior in Shviyas. If he bought fish with the meat is discharged of and the fish receives the sanctity of Shviyas. If he bought oil with the fish is discharged of and the oil receives the sanctity of Shviyas. The latter one always receives it and the fruit itself remains prohibited. They asked Rabbi Yochanan, could the sanctity of Shviyas be removed using chilo, which is redemption, rather than a sale? Amalei v'lamalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, why not? Amar Rabbi Elazar, ein Shviyas yotze derech chilo, ela derech mechir. Rabbi Elazar disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. He said, no, it cannot be removed through chilo, only through sale. Masnisa Masai Ladein, Masnisa Masai Ladein, each opinion has a braisa that supports him. Masnisa Masai Rabbi Yochanan, what's the braisa that supports the Yochanan? Kol mi sheyesh loy mois midmei shviyas v'roitz lechalalam al isosei mechalalam. The braisa says whoever has monies of shviyas and wishes to redeem them onto his dough, he may do so. Vasnifim sailu blazer mi sheyesh loy sela midmei shviyas v'roitz lekach choluk. Hoylech etzol ha-chenvani ha-ragel etzloy v'omar ten li v'zu peiris v'noisin loy v'oymer loy ha-ri peiris ha-elu nusunim lach matona v'chenvani oymer loy ha-ri sela zu nusunim lach matona v'choyze lekech loy choluk. And the braisa is, one who has a seller coin of shviyas and he wishes to buy a cloak, he should go to a shopkeeper who he's familiar with and say, give me fruits for this money. The fruits receive the sanctity of shviyas. Then he says to the shopkeeper, the fruits are yours as a gift. The shopkeeper then eats them with the sanctity of shviyas, and he should tell the customer, this seller coin that no longer has the sanctity of shviyas is yours as a gift. The customer can then use the money to buy a cloak, and the fact that the braisa required this complicated process shows that chil doesn't work. Rav Yochan, Shasi Chama v'yayev Pritui. Rav Yochan drank Shviyas wine and then paid for them afterwards so that the money wouldn't receive the sanctity of Shviyas. Ad kadoin Rav Yochanan duhu mis yachman ha'ashar kol adam v'lo mis yachman. The Gemara asks, that's fine for Rav Yochan who was a trusted person, but what should others do? Rav Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav Avina mochilei b'hador v'nasev b'hador, I should say. The answer is Rav Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Avina, said that show him the money in one hand and take the wine in the other. Pipriske hava ama amalei havli min kumai min goi du amalei havli min kumai commandle yavle min demei shvius. So Pipriske would tell the shopkeeper, give me the wine first before I give you the money, and since he acquired the wine beforehand, the payment becomes just like a loan repayment rather than using the money with the sanctity of shvius.